The following program is brought to you by the friends and partners of Andrew Womack Ministries, celebrating 10 years of broadcast television. Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Monday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. You know, it has been 10 years ago today that we started our television ministry. And in 10 years' time, we came from reaching approximately 1% of the population of the United States to now where we have 2.2 billion people who can get our program. Now, of course, not that many people watch every single day, but we are covering one-third of the world with our programs. Our programs are being broadcast in, or they will be within the next couple of weeks, in Russian and in many different languages. We now have 35 languages that my books are translated into. Many of my television broadcasts are into those. And, you know, I'm just saying this to say, what a miracle. You know, I was believing God for something similar to this, but it's one thing when you're looking down the road and saying, this is what I'm believing for. And then when you look back and see that it's actually happened, I mean, it's a miracle. It is a miracle. And I really believe that God has raised me in this ministry up to teach the Word of God. That's exactly what I've been focusing on all last week. And again, this week, I'm continuing to talk about a sure foundation and about how that the Word of God just needs to be the foundation. It's the core of everything that we do. And I'm amazed. I'm really amazed. And you know, I know that a lot of people think I don't even think about things like this, but I'm aware that our program is just radically different than most of the other television programs. And I did it by design. I mean, when the Lord told me I was going on TV, I knew exactly what I did not want to be. I did not want to be a preacher in a three-piece suit standing there and being preaching just like everybody else. I'm not against that. Other people can do whatever God tells them to do. But I wanted the focus to be on the Word of God. I wanted it to be instead of like, you know, a circus act where you're juggling all of these things and have all of these things in the air and you're keeping people entertained. There is no entertainment value to our program. Our program is just focused on the Word of God by design. It's not an accident. And I have people all the time, especially in some of these other countries like India and places where the preaching over there is just screaming and shouting and emotional. And again, there's a place for all of this. I'm not trying to criticize anybody else and make everybody like me. But in places where that is the model, I've had people by the hundreds tell me that they thought I was boring and why would they ever listen to this? And they would just pass up our program because I was just sitting there, a guy in jeans, sitting here talking to you. And so I had people tell me that they'd pass it by for months or for years, and then eventually they'd hear something, they'd listen, and once they started listening, they begin to realize that it was the Word of God and it was changing their life. And you know, it is by design that we've made our program simple. It doesn't have all of the fancy flash and things that other programs do, which again, other people do whatever they want to do. I'm just saying that I'm trying to emphasize the emphasis must be on the Word of God. And because of that, I've had many, many, I mean, I couldn't tell you exactly, but I'm sure it's in the thousands, maybe tens of thousands of people that have contacted us and said that they've learned more about the Word of God in a few months than they've learned in 20 or 30 or 40 years worth of going to church. And it's because we are preaching the Word of God and emphasizing the Word of God. This is what this whole series I'm talking about is on, a sure foundation. And I've been taking the parable out of Mark chapter 4 and just talking about how Jesus said that the Word of God is to the kingdom of God the way that seeds are to this natural world. Nothing in this natural world works without seeds. Nothing in the kingdom of God works without the Word. The Word is what we need to plant in our heart. And I've been using this parable from Mark chapter 4, verses 26 through 29. It says, "So is the kingdom of God as if a man should cast seed into the ground and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come." You know, it's a very simple passage of Scripture, but this is profound. And man, these are some of the verses that God used to shape my life. Just four little verses right here have made a profound impact on my life. I tell you, the Word of God is powerful. But to get it, you can't just read over it. You know, sometimes we're in such a hurry to finish reading five chapters or whatever it is that we don't pay attention to what we're reading. These four verses, I could preach on this for weeks and months. I just about have. I'm now into my second week preaching on four verses. And you know what? We just skim over this and sometimes don't get out of it what we need. I was reading just yesterday where the Lord spoke to Daniel and he says, "Understand and consider the vision." And it just dawned on me that one of the reasons that people don't get what the Word of God has to say is because they hear it, but they don't consider it. The word consider means to study, ponder, deliberate, examine, think upon, meditate upon. People just don't take the Word and meditate on it. I bet you that many of you watching this program have read Mark chapter 4, verses 26 through 29, and never got the things out of it that I've expressed during this last week. And it's just because you didn't take the time. You were in a hurry. You had so much time that you'd set aside to read something, and you just read it basically to get points with God, not to have the Word work in your life. And I'm not saying that to criticize anybody. I've done the same thing. You know, I have a system right now. I'm not reading verse by verse through the Bible, but I've done it many, many times. Right now, I'm just studying specific things, and so I'm not trying to read through the Bible. But I'd say the vast majority of years, I read through the Bible two or three times in a year in addition to all of my other study. And because of that, if you're going to read through the Bible twice a year, well, then you have to read like eight chapters a day. If you're going to read it three times a year, then you have to read like 12 chapters a day. And so anyway, if you miss a day, well, then you got to read 24 chapters. And I was in one of those deals where I'd been traveling and going overseas, and I had missed some of this reading, so I had like 20 chapters to read. So I kind of go through this ritual that when you start reading, I just sit there, and I don't always verbally say it, but I say something like, "God, I just want your Word to come alive. I ask you to give me revelation to speak to me and to make the Word of God come alive in my life." And so I started reading the passage of Scripture, and about the second verse, I started getting some thoughts and revelation from that Word that I'd never seen before. And I found myself just kind of putting the Bible down and thinking about it. And the Holy Spirit was speaking those things. The Word of God was coming alive. And I was beginning to get really great benefit out of it. And then I caught myself thinking, whoops, I've got 20 more chapters to read. I hadn't got time to be thinking on this. And so I just pushed all of those thoughts aside and I went back to reading the Scripture. And a few verses down, in my heart, I just felt like the Lord spoke to me. And He says, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Well, I'm reading the Bible." And then He said, "Why are you reading the Bible?" I said, "So you could speak to me." And then He didn't say anything else. Left me to ponder that. And I got to thinking about it. And you know what was happening? I was reading the Bible so that God could speak to me. He started speaking to me on the second verse. But because I had 20 more chapters to read, I basically said, "God, don't interrupt me. I'm reading the Bible." How dare you interrupt my Bible reading? I got 20 more chapters to read. You know, I know that none of you have ever done this, of course. But in a sense, you know, what are you reading the Bible for? Is it so that you can make yourself feel good, so that you can fill out your slip at church and get the daily Bible reading champion pen or whatever? Or are you reading the Bible so that God could talk to you? If you're reading the Bible so that God could take the seed of His Word and plant it in your heart, Well, then if he speaks to you on the second verse, forget the other 19 chapters. Man, if God is speaking to you, let him speak. But see, we get caught up, and we've read through these verses and many times don't get what's in it because we are just so, we're religious. We got our religious systems. We've got so many chapters to read. There are people that pray, and during their prayer time, God couldn't get a word in edgewise. The truth is they're talking to God, but they aren't talking with God. They don't listen. We just have all these religious calisthenics that we go through, and I'm telling you that we just need to slow down and let the Word soak down into our heart. You know, I'm jumping ahead of myself, but let me just give you a little tease on this, that yes, you have to read the Bible because you can't meditate on what you don't read. You can't call back to remembrance what you've never put in your remembrance. And so if you're just starting out, you're going to have to read the Bible, and you don't get it just reading through once. I've read the Bible hundreds of times, and it's like a brand new book. Every time I go back, there's layers to the Word of God. And the more you seek and the more you learn, then when you learn these truths over here and you come back and read the same scripture that you read before, these truths that God showed you over here now give you a better understanding, and you're able to go deeper and peel back the layers and understand more from the scripture. So you don't ever quit reading the Bible. But one of the most important ways of being in the Word isn't reading the Bible. Now, again, when you start, that's going to have to be the bulk of what you do. But after you've got a basic familiarity with the Bible, one of the most important ways to be in the Word is to take what you've read and just meditate on it. You know, there's many scriptures. I think it's Psalms chapter 5 says, "Consider my meditation." And it talks about meditation in the context of prayer. "Hearken unto the voice of my cry. Consider my meditation," Psalms chapter 5. And so meditation is prayer. And meditation is taking what the Word of God has said and you just think about it. Matter of fact, I heard one preacher describe this like a cow chewing its cud. You know, they eat the food and then they spit it back up and chew it again and it goes into a different stomach. And that's how they get the nutrients out of it. Meditation, he was saying, was like a cow chewing its cud. You just go over it and over it. Somebody may not like that comparison, but it is descriptive. You just have to go over it and over it, and you get more out of it. You know, I'm in the process right now of designing a facility. We've bought some property, and we're moving, and we're building a facility, a 2,500-seat auditorium, all of these things. And I have thought about this. I couldn't tell you how many nights I've woken up. The last two nights I got up 4:30, 5 o'clock. I'm in there drawing and thinking about it. I've met with architects, and we've probably met for, 20 or 30 hours or who knows, and we've been talking. And I just made the comment. I said, why don't I just get this all at one time so that I just have it and it's over with rather than me waking up every night for weeks and months and doing all of this? Why don't I just get it all at once? I don't know for sure an answer to that, but I know that in the Word of God, you don't just see everything all at once that's in a scripture. You have to go over it and over it and over it and meditate on it. And what's happening to you at this moment will give you a new take, a new way of looking at it. It'll mean something different to you when you're in this situation than when you're in that one over there. You know, I don't understand why things are exactly this way, but this is what the Scripture talks about. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8 says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein." Again, there's a difference between reading and meditating. Reading is one thing, and you have to read. I'm not saying you don't read the Bible, but then once you've read it, you need to meditate on it. That's where you just focus on it. You think it over and over. It's like taking something and you look at it not just from one dimension, but you look at it on upside down. You look under it and around it and you see it from every angle. You have to take the Word of God and go to meditating on it. And before you really get the nutrient and the power that's in the Word of God. Man, these are some powerful things I'm saying. And this is what this is saying. If you take the Word and if you put it in your heart, it just naturally works. God made the seed that when it mixes with your heart, it releases its power and it begins to start producing. Not all at once. First the blade, then the ear, and then the full corn in the ear. But then eventually it says in verse 29, but when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he puts in the sickle because the harvest is come. You know, the reason you sow seed is because you want a harvest. I don't know anybody that just sows seed because they like sowing seed. People sow seed because they like the harvest that it produces. And you know what? When you read the Word and study the Word starts germinating and it is going to bring forth a harvest. And then you have to be ready to harvest that. You have to take advantage of it. The Lord will start speaking things to you. When you take the Word and sow it in your life, you know what it's going to do? It's going to start causing you to dream and to think about things. You're going to quit being just mediocre. You're going to quit shooting at nothing and hitting it every time. If you start meditating in the Word, it'll change your life. You know, let me use this passage over here in John chapter 7. Jesus was going to go up to Jerusalem and his own brothers and sisters, half brothers and sisters, started mocking him because they didn't believe in him either. They were making fun of him. And anyway, when he finally went up to the feast, it says in John chapter 7, verse 15, that the Jews marveled, saying, "How knoweth this man letters, having never learned?" You know, this is another passage that ministered to me greatly, because when the Lord touched my life, the very first thing he told me to do was to quit school. I already wasn't the sharpest knife in the drawer. And then if you don't go to school, I had everybody telling me, you're going to fail, you'll starve, things will never work for you. And I had a concern about whether that would happen. And the Lord used these verses to speak to me. People marveled at Jesus, the wisdom that he was showing. And it says that he never learned. He never went to school. And it says in the next verse, Jesus answered them and said, "My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself." In other words, he's just basically saying, you know what, that I didn't get this because of my own effort. My Father revealed this to me. And there is what I call revelation knowledge, not knowledge that you take out of a book that you learn and you put it in your brain and it's by repetition. But there is knowledge that is supernaturally imparted to you by the Spirit of the Lord. You know, here's another verse that goes along with this. In Psalms chapter 119 and in verse 99, it says, "I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation." Here again is that word meditation. When you take the Word of God and meditate in it day and night, there is what I call revelation knowledge. God just begins to start imparting things to you by the Spirit. And there's effort involved. I'm not saying that you just sit there and do nothing and boy, you just get these revelations. No, you seek the Lord, you take the Word, you meditate in it day and night. And when you do that, that Word will start affecting your wisdom and your thinking. And you will start dreaming bigger. You know, I wish somehow I could talk to every one of you right now, because I know in my heart that there are people watching this program that have huge potential. And yet because of fear of failure, fear of rejection from other people, maybe a fear of not meeting your family's expectations or whatever it is, you haven't ever launched out and you're just kind of going along with the crowd, just in lockstep doing what you've got to do to survive and to make a living, but you aren't satisfied. You aren't doing something that thrills you. You have to force yourself to go to work and get up and do the things that you do. You aren't passionate about it because you haven't launched out and done what God's put in your heart. When you take the Word of God and you go to meditating on it, it'll be like Jesus said, that there will be revelation knowledge. Even if you haven't learned it with your physical mind, if it's not just your own ability, but God, when you put the Word in your heart, it will go to inspiring you. It'll create dreams on the inside of you. There's some of you that could launch out. It would change your entire life. Everything in your life would change if you were to take the Word of God and just put it in your heart and meditate on it. And you would have more knowledge or more wisdom than all of your teachers, because the Word of God is your meditation day and night. I tell you again, you know, I am not the sharpest knife in the drawer. I am not trying to criticize myself. I'll get people that'll criticize me because I even say something like that. But I can truthfully tell you that because I've meditated in the Word of God day and night, there are many people that are much sharper than I am, who I have seen greater things happen in my life. I've seen supernatural things happen. I've seen God preserve me and things are working. And it's not because I am the best chosen vessel. It's not like I'm a silver vessel, but I'm a surrendered vessel. I'm a vessel that has taken the Word of God and planted it in my heart. And it's my testimony. This is what I've been trying to do during this series, is to say that the Word of God will promote you. The Word of God will advance you. The Word of God will cause your dreams and visions to come to pass. They won't hinder it. It might hinder something that you dreamed up on your own. But really, the Scripture says that there is a way that seems right unto the man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. You might lose some of your carnal, selfish goals, but I can promise you that the end result of all of your self-effort is going to be failure. You might lose some of those selfish things, but when you meditate in the Word, God will put His purpose, His desire in your heart for what He created you for. And you'll never be as happy doing anything else as what God created you for. You didn't evolve. You didn't come from some slime. You aren't just an evolved animal. You were created by God, and He has a purpose in your creation. And you are never going to reach your full potential. You will never be fully happy. You will never be totally satisfied until you start doing what God's purpose for your life is. And when you take the Word of God and begin to meditate in it, that Word will begin to germinate and it will produce a revelation. It'll draw you into doing what God's will for your life is. You know, this is my personal testimony. When I had this miraculous encounter with the Lord that I've mentioned often, March the 23rd, 1968, I knew that God had something big for my life. I knew that He was going to do something supernatural with my life, but I didn't know what it was. And I actually began to be frustrated about, God, how do I get from where I am to where I'm supposed to go? I don't even know where I'm supposed to go. And I remember one night I was kneeling around my bed praying and just saying, God, what do I do? And I had been reading the Bible, and I had the Bible open on my bed. And when I opened my eyes and saw the Bible, in my heart, the Lord just spoke to me and He says, you take this book, my Bible, put it in your heart, and it'll teach you everything that you need to know. And you know what? I really believe that was God speaking to me. And that's what I've done for 41 years. I have just been meditating in the book of the Word of God day and night. And the Word of God has changed me. It has built me up. It's given me direction. And it's working. Same thing will work for you. You know, we're out of time today, but I do want to encourage you to get this material that we're offering. Today's the last day I'm going to offer you the first teaching in the series entitled Laying a Sure Foundation. If you'll listen, our announcer is going to give information about how you can get the DVDs or the CDs. And so please listen and then call or write today.
Andrew's complete teaching titled A Sure Foundation is available on either CD or on DVD as seen on TV. Each is available for a gift of any amount. Make sure to specify whether you want the CD or DVD album when you contact us. This series is also available for audio download absolutely free on our website. Go to awmi.net and click on Audio Teachings on the left-hand side of the page. The first teaching in the Sure Foundation series titled Laying a Sure Foundation is available on CD for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will send this first CD free of charge when you write or call. We'd also like to remind you that Andrew's latest book titled Living in the Balance of Grace and Faith is available in hardback for a gift of any amount. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. Canadian viewers can now make tax-deductible donations through Andrew Womack Ministries Canada. That address is also on your screen. The generous gifts of our friends and partners help Andrew bring the almost too good to be true news of the gospel into countless homes every day. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today.
I know that many of you are being really blessed just talking about the power of God's Word to change your life. And you know, these programs are great, and the materials that I offer are great, and there are people that are getting the Word and their life is being changed. But did you know, it's just amazing what happens when people sit under the Word 4 hours a day, 5 days a week, for 2 or 3 years. You get the equivalent of over 20 years worth of church attendance by coming to a Charis Bible College. And we not only have the one here in Colorado Springs, but we have 15 Bible colleges scattered around the world, and now we have an online Bible school. We have a number on your screen. I encourage you to call and ask about our Charis Bible colleges.
We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Colorado Springs, Colorado for the Charis Bible College Men's Advance, January 28th through the 30th, and in Orlando, Florida for a Gospel Truth Seminar, February 4th through the 6th, and in Merritt Island, Florida, February 7th. He'll also be in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma for Pastor Bob Yandian's Ministers Conference, March 3rd through the 5th, and in Colorado Springs for Charis Bible College Campus Days, March 10th through the 12th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
You know, we have a lot of information on our website. Not only this teaching that I have about a sure foundation, but I have about, I think it's 8 or 10 years of my television programs are archived there that you can watch free of charge. I have more than that, radio programs that you can listen to. I have hundreds of my teaching tapes that you can download. You talk about getting the Word in you. Our website is really one of the best sources on the web, I believe, for getting the Word of God out. And so I encourage you to check it out. We have the address right there on the screen. And if you would check it out, I guarantee you, you will get the Word through our AWMI website.
Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more Gospel Truth.
You know, the reason, it's not because the truth isn't here. It's because your heart isn't right. You're doing it as a skeptic. You're mixing it with unbelief, and it's just not working. You have to let the Holy Spirit take these truths and reveal them to you. And if you just read this like a lost man, a skeptical person, and if you don't open up your heart and ask God to speak to you, you won't get revelation out of this.